Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine is a step closer to distribution. A vaccine advisory committee for the Federal Food and Drug Administration voted yesterday to recommend the vaccine for emergency authorization. The FDA could grant full approval in days, with vaccinations beginning next week. Dr. Eric Rubin sits on that committee. He's editor-in-chief of the New England Journal of Medicine and joins us now this morning to talk about it. Good morning, doctor, and thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
You've been a pretty vocal proponent of Pfizer's vaccine since its clinical trial results came out, but I don't know if you voted to approve it yesterday. Did you? And if so, why?
I did vote to approve. You know, the whole analysis that goes into approving a vaccine is risk versus benefit. In this case, the benefit is very large, and thus far, the risks have been small. So overall, it seemed like a good move.
So you feel pretty confident about this vaccine and that the vaccine will work?
I feel very confident that the vaccine will work at least for a while. We don't know what happens long term. I should be careful. There are many things we don't know about the vaccine. We don't know how long it will last, as I just said. We don't know if there are particular groups who should or shouldn't get the vaccine, and we don't know what will happen with safety over the longer term. Nevertheless, as compared to other vaccines, this seems pretty safe.
There have been questions about possible allergic reactions to this vaccine in the United Kingdom, where it's already being given out. The vaccine there was approved last week. Did that come up before the committee yesterday?
It did, and it was a bit of a surprise because in the trial was limited to specific kinds of participants, there were apparently no incidents like that. Nevertheless, this suggests that it's something we're certainly going to have to look out for.
In a recent editorial in the New England Journal of Medicine, you called the development of the vaccine a triumph, but you also raised questions about implementing it on a large scale, which seems like is exactly what's going to happen, starting very soon. Moving forward, what are your big concerns then?
Well, it's the risk-benefit analysis applies to the risk of the individual. People are at high risk of getting disease and getting quite ill with it. It's a fairly easy call. If you're a nursing home resident, it probably makes sense to be getting this vaccine right now. However, for very low-risk people, it will take a while to get there, and that's probably not a bad thing because we'll know more about the risks of the vaccine as we get down to those people who are less likely to get very ill with COVID-19.
All right. So looking forward, the FDA advisory panel that you sit on will be reviewing Moderna's vaccine candidate next week. Do you see that vaccine having as smooth an approval process as Pfizer's, considering Moderna reports its effectiveness at about the same as Pfizer's, about 95% effective?
These two vaccines are fairly similar to one another, so I'm hoping that the data will look good, but we haven't seen the data yet, so I reserve judgment.
So what other information are you looking for from Moderna then?
Oh, we haven't seen the primary data package yet, so we haven't seen anything beyond the very early data and the press releases about the trials. So we're still looking forward to seeing the data itself.
Last question, Dr. Rubin, big picture. Are we putting too much faith in vaccines to be the silver bullet in stopping this horrible coronavirus pandemic?
You know, Bob, I don't think we've taken some of the simple measures that we should be taking right now. Overall, as a country, we've been very poor about implementing the public health measures that have helped control the infection in other places. However, the vaccines do look like a reasonable form of control. It will still take a long time till they get to us. And in that time, we should still be doing everything that we should have been doing before.
And those public health measures you say we've not implemented in a wide enough way, I assume, are universal mask wearing and universal social distancing?
That and much better testing than we're doing, contact tracing, quarantine, isolation, all of those measures should be being taken right now. And I think for listeners, it's important to realize that the vaccine is going to take a while, and it looks like it might well work. But in the meantime, you don't want to be the last person to get COVID-19. I think it's important for every individual to be following these measures.
Dr. Eric Rubin, good advice. Thank you very much. Dr. Eric Rubin, professor of immunology and infectious diseases at Harvard School of Public Health. Thanks very much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you, Bob.